Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out, returns tomorrow, be full of takes.
Was sure still able to find a TV camera.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. He had to get some takes off.
I know.
About Alvarado.
Couldn't hit the phone line, though.
Nobody loves IP like Ike's, like Ike loves IP.
Yeah.
Like, when we're on vacation, Ike still listens to WIP all day long.
Gotta hear what Julio has to say about this.
Yep.
You know? Like, no, I don't. Absolutely don't.
He loves it.
He still listens on it. He goes on little walks when we get somewhere.
He has to listen to WIP. That's a team guy right there.
Yeah, listens a lot.
So Jack's in that seat, which means Buzz is in that seat, which means that Buzz has the top five at five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Buzz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Did you hear that, Spike?
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
With Buzz.
Yeah. Very How many exciting. Takes did that take?
One take.
That feels like a multiple take.
That was not a multiple take.
Yeah,
I said with Buzz. It's two words.
That's what Gen Z does.
They lie about how many takes. Just lie in general. I'm ripped for a lot on this show. Listen, and mostly by Spike.
Yes. Yep.
Now, I'm trying to keep you honest.
Would you say it's fair or unfair?
I think some of it is fair, some of it is unfair.
Okay.
And we're going to discuss that in today's Top 5 at 5. The things I am ripped for on this show, again, like 90% by Spike.
He's really learning from you in that the Top 5 at 5 today is about Buzz.
Yeah. That's all the Top 5 that
that's...
Create that's about ourselves.
Exactly right.
All right.
Let the producer cut.
Okay.
Number 5, and this was one of the earlier ones, haven't heard this criticism in a while, maybe I'll hear it today, is the general length of the top five. Now, Jack in there, he'll take the segment 12, 15 minutes sometimes. Yep. I take it 7, 8 minutes, and I'm getting like the, like immediately, like, hey, just cut it shorter,
shorter. You're not as funny as me.
Yeah.
And
his name's on the show.
People are saying that.
Yeah. So, well, see, Buzz, here's your issue.
All right.
We were discussing in the break. Sometimes it takes, you don't know when to get out.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And sometimes you're in there for a while, and then you don't know when it's your time to exit either the room or the top five. And then...
Why? Because I lingered for a minute there just watching the TV?
It was a long minute.
I didn't bring it up. Jack brought it up. So, you know...
We were trying to, like, eavesdrop. I was just watching...
It wasn't an eavesdrop. The conversation was over, and you're still standing over there like an idiot with your head flopping around.
Yeah, like...
I thought I had something else to say and realized I didn't.
We were talking about something. The conversation ended, and I was like... Does Buzz want me to say more stuff?
No, I didn't need you to say more.
And then he left, and Jack said, you know, that's one of the things about Buzz. He doesn't know when to leave.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he doesn't.
Both on the air or in a room, Buzz doesn't know when to get out.
Doesn't know the out. By the way, it's one of the first things I noticed about you on the air, Buzz, which I think you're good. I think you're good on the
air. I appreciate that.
Is when Jack would do Fritz at 6, and he would put you on. I'd be like, yo, tell Buzz, like,
just shut the hell up. Yeah.
Just shut up for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then what's funny about that is that Buzz, when he started hosting more, came to me and he was like, you know, these producers don't know when to shut up. I said, I know. I know, Buzz.
So unironically, I think I've actually gotten better knowing when to shut up as the producer.
Yes.
Since I've begun hosting. Because I've sat in the other chair.
It's probably the best part about hosting is you get better ears for things.
Yep. Well, and producing can help, too. Both of them, given both perspectives.
You haven't had a problem
with length in a while. It was really when you first started.
You haven't had a problem with length in a while?
Yes.
I used to tell Pete is the producer of TK, or midday show producer of BT and Sal
in New York.
And he had the same issue as you. And I used to tell him, I was like, Pete, when BT asks you a question, the first thing out of your mouth is the answer.
And you actually gave me that exact same advice months ago.
And I said, if BT wants you to keep talking, then he'll let you talk. But you cannot take 2 minutes to give him the friggin' answer.
Yeah.
First thing out of the mouth, answer.
Yeah. So Buzz has gotten better at that. A part-time producer has not gotten better at that is Fran. Whenever you ask Fran a question, it's always, it's never just an answer. It's always, That's the Fran answer to every single thing.
And sometimes as the host, you just need the producer to give you the answer.
You don't have.
Right? Are the Phillies good? Are they not good? I think they're good. You're the producer. Just say they're not good. Say they're not good so we can move forward.
Hashtag do your job.
Do your job. All right. What's number four?
Number four, and this criticism, totally fair, but my heart sinks every time it happens, is every time I either miss an Ike Juice or a Blue Chew.
Yep.
It happened the other day. You guys are at Chickies, and with 5 seconds to go, I said in my head, oh bleep, I haven't produced the show in a few weeks, and I forgot to have it, and I raced to find it, and I missed it by just a few seconds. Yep. The worst feeling.
Yeah. Well, nothing I can say about that. You do miss them. And you have gotten better at least about knowing my tone of when
Coming up in number three, by the way.
I'm not going to introduce the thing a lot of times.
Sure.
I'm just going to sort of... I don't want to say, this was a note I was given to by our fearless leader, Rod Lakin. He was like, if you're going to do a segment, don't say the name of the segment right before the produce thing that says the same thing.
Yeah.
So I try to indicate it with tone, you know, but you have gotten better at that. But yes, when you miss one of our things.
Yeah. But there's no worse feeling. Although I do think, because I obviously miss them too. Sometimes you got to laugh it off.
Then
it turns into a little bit of a bit. And that's how I'm working it in here. I know. So actually, there's some upside to missing things.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that.
At number three, it is when I fire an intro, quote unquote, late on a remote.
Don't say quote unquote late.
No, because there's delay. You know there's delay. Hmm. And I have gone back and proven it. It happened a couple weeks ago. It was a High Hopes Jackie baseball report. Morgenstein comes in and is like, I actually thought you were a little early on it. But you guys all heard it 2 or 3 seconds, and none of you believe me when I go to defend myself.
Well, here's the thing. If the air product is perfect, then that is a defense. If the air product still has the delay, then what you need to do is, as like an audio marksman.
Yes.
Right. Let's say you were shooting something through a scope and the person was running. You would shoot slightly in front of where the person's going to be, right?
No.
Do you have experience with that?
I watched a movie the other day. So if you know there's a little bit of delay and you know what I'm about to do, you almost got to hit it a little early.
I know. I agree with you. The air product in this case was fine. You all reacted as if it was not fine.
Wow, because it was late.
No.
Because there was some dead air.
I can get the audio to prove it if you would like.
Well, what about when we're here? What about when you're here and there's still a little delay?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I think that's happened.
Yeah.
Recently?
Sure well, yeah, maybe well, even today.
Maybe you got to get a little itchier of a trigger finger.
What I was going to say about the tone is that I find it significantly easier in person when I can see you.
Got it.
On remote with the tone is tough.
Yeah. He's gotten better at the tone. Like on remote, so sometimes it's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Spike.
Well, because you're not listening.
Why would I do that?
Because Buzz is too busy tweeting about his show on Saturday.
Well, that gets to number two. You keep teasing the next one.
There it is.
Number two. Every host here promotes their weekend shows. I don't know why I take more crap for it than anybody else. I've never done it during the afternoon show. It's not derailing my focus.
Yeah, Spike, just let him live a little bit.
Here's what's funny.
Okay.
Is promoting the weekend show on Wednesday on Twitter.
I've never done it on Wednesday.
Well,
find
Jolly
me
usually
one time.
Does that.
I can't speak for Jolly.
Okay. Yeah.
You cannot find me one time where I've done it on Wednesday.
All right. Then maybe that's not fair, but I'm still going to use it as
I know
a
you will.
Because it does make him tighten there. Like he doesn't get too worked up about things. He's like, I don't even tweet about it during the show. Like, what's the problem?
Well, there's nothing that makes me more mad when I'm like, it's just wrong.
I know.
It's just incorrect.
No, I know. No, Jolly's a big 3 days before teasing.
Three days? Try six.
I know.
It'll be on Monday. It'll be like
on Saturday.
We gotta react next Sunday to the Alvarado news.
Jolly Sports Chat.
Give my guy Jolly a break. No. I'm gonna obliterate him tomorrow.
I can't wait for tomorrow.
I'm going to obliterate him.
But it's at number one. There is absolutely nothing I get ripped for on this show more, which is sometimes my fault, but more often than not, is the Friday phone lines. There is something with the callers on this particular show on Fridays about not being ready. I have produced the midday show, the morning show, other shows across the station. I have problems with none of them to the same extent that I have with the Friday. And I've begun asking them, are they there in the breaks, like you've said? And I still run into these issues. And it's gotten to the point where Jack felt so bad he called me the other week.
Yep.
And was like, I never check on the callers during the week and I never have these issues. I don't know why it happens to you.
That didn't need to be brought up. But I do think you've gotten screwed, and I do think that the callers are now out to get you. I
think it feels like they're in on the bit.
They like making fun of, or they like setting you up for failure on Fridays.
Here's what I don't want to hear. There's
no way for me to prove it either.
This never happens in the morning show. This never happens in the midday show. Can you imagine if you went to a mechanic and you had your mechanic fix the brakes on your car, and the brakes didn't work every time? And he was like, I do them for all these other cars, and they're all fine. I don't care about the midday show. I don't care about the morning show. I only care about the afternoon show.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you don't care about the other shows. My point is,
I don't.
There seems to be an isolated issue between the Friday hours of 2 to 6, and I haven't cracked the code as to why yet.
Huh.
But I don't think it's me.
Well, I want to do the producer Olympics here, and I want to get all these guys here.
I'm still mad about being ranked 2 in your rankings also, if you couldn't tell.
Look, here's the thing about Morgenstern. He doesn't have a very big sample size.
No.
But while his sample, and I know this is putting even Justin in a bad situation.
It is.
I know he doesn't want me saying this.
Right.
Because I don't want to create any animosity between you and Justin.
No, yeah, you would never do that.
We're pals, yeah.
Justin's a good guy, video guy.
Uh-huh.
In his limited exposure, I just feel like he's on the ball when he's producing.
Morgenstern kind of reminds me of, you know, just that point guard that comes in and knows how to run the offense?
Yes.
Like, you know, a Jameer Nelson, DJ Augustine, yep. Andre Miller. Those kind of guys.
TJ McConnell.
TJ plays the game the right way.
Yeah.
Buzz is kind of like a six man.
He's going in there trying to light it up.
Yeah.
A six man when one of the starters is out.
Sure.
And trying to make an impact.
Trying to make it about them.
Yeah.
Trying to make it about them.
Make it about me!
Sometimes you got to just run the system.
Yeah.
Run the system. Be a boring, non-athletic little point guard. That's what Justin Morgenstern is.
Yeah. He comes in, he runs the system. So... Look,
like Brock Purdy.
Yeah. Could you get back to number one? I think you could. But currently you're number two. But you're number two very solidly. Number three, there really is a long.
I noticed Fran didn't even make the rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's not even. He's got years.
I love Fran, but.
Banned from the show.
Yeah, there's
Do you love Fran?
I do. I like Fran a lot. I like, you know, Fran loves going to concerts and music, and I think he loves being here. He loves sports. He loves sports radio.
Sure.
I love Fran.
Yes.
Fran does not perform well under pressure. Look, the thing about me hosting is that I put pressure on whoever is working in there. So the person in there needs to respond well to the pressure, and Fran does not respond well
to the pressure. He shuts down.
I will also say, regarding my sample size, you definitely dial that pressure up on remote, which is when I'm usually here.
I know.
And
yes.
Well, and Fran also has been engineering our broadcasts, and again, the station could be on fire.
Yeah, it doesn't care.
Doesn't move fast.
Nah.
Fran,
I'll take another order of crab fries.
He's got to get fed first.
An absolute freeloader.
Oh, yeah, and takes the big plate of food and puts it right in front of the board that he's running or whatever. Doesn't care. That's good.
Yeah, we're the same age, by the way.
Yeah, this hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors. Good job in there, Buzz. With no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free, call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. I'll say this to you, Buzz. I think you do a good job. I like when you produce the show. You can hold this in your head, but I'm also going to obliterate you every time something goes wrong.
Oh, I know. And I've actually had family members be like, he's too mean to you. I'm like, no, I defend you.
No, thank you.
Tell
Rosemary to calm down.
That's
right?
Not my mom. That's
somebody else's mom.
Someone else's mom.
Girlfriend's mom?
No.
No, our friend's
my
mom.
My roommate's mom, who's in a group chat with Jack.
Very worked up all the time when we rip Buzz.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
We're having fun. We love Buzz.
Yeah.
I've kind of played this role my entire life, on and off the air.
See, and that's why I think I respect Buzz, because Buzz and I have both been the butt of jokes for a majority of our lives. You know?
The 10-year anniversary of Six Flags is coming up in 8 days.
Oh, we should have a celebration.
I think we need to get the bus driver on.
Yeah.
We need to get Six Flags on.
I have no idea
on.
Who it is, but I would love to make the trip up to Six Flags. I haven't been back since.
I'm sure. Are you allowed in Six Flags?
No, I'm on a list there, probably.
That'd be great. Next summer. We don't have time to get it ready for this summer, but next summer,
I know,
maybe we have the trip up.
The 10-year anniversary really is a moment.
Well, we just lie and we say next year's the 10-year anniversary.
Now, for those of you that don't know the Buzz Six Flags story, should we retell the story?
In a second, after Big V. Big V, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, man. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
All right, so let's take it. The call already basically made my points about, you know, do with the performance enhancements. Come on, you now. And then Topper gets up there and goes,
Big
well,
V, Big V, Big V, Big V, Big V, Big V. Are you on speakerphone? Yes.
Yes, every time.
Every time. There it is.
Yep.
So... The Six Flags thing is that, well, what am I supposed to do? The guy's on speakerphone.
Yeah, I know.
You know? The Six Flags thing is Buzz was in high school.
Yes. Senior year
11th
of high
grade. 11th grade.
Oh, 11th yeah, grade.
Like it matters, but yeah.
This is not, we're not talking about an elementary school kid here.
I'm 17.
A pretty much grown adult.
I could operate a vehicle at this point.
And there was a school trip to Six Flags?
Correct.
And you had an accident?
I made it 90% of the way there.
Okay. Yep. Buzz had an accident in his pants, in the bus.
Yep.
And went into one of the bathrooms at Six Flags, and somehow, I still am not clear how you cleaned up.
It took a while.
I'm sure it did.
And there was a guy with a... On Six Flags' behalf, who came in with like a hazmat suit to do further cleanup.
Dude. That is.
I mean, they brought in the SWAT team on this.
They
thing.
Definitely remember this.
They wanted to murder you. Well, because I can't, logistically, there's not a shower in the Six Flags bathroom.
No, which means you walked around the whole day like that.
Well, it's, so you went over to the, we have to do this cleanly, in the sink.
Not in the sink.
Well, did you pull your pants down and then splash water up, or did you use towel? Or
I went in the bathroom and used basically the entire roll of toilet paper they had. And then had to get my friend to get me shorts in the gift shop.
Wait a minute, time out. So you just did it dry? You cleaned yourself off dry? Like there was no water?
There was no water.
Oh!
Nice.
A new revelation.
Meatballs are just sticky all day.
This is a new detail I learned actually a couple of weeks ago. So there was a kid, Gabe, who's a current senior at Laura Marion High School.
Hold on. If you didn't use any like liquid or anything, then when you got sweaty, which I'm sure you did.
Yep.
Oh, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? Squat over the sink?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but you might have to walk home.
The bus ride home, did they at least give you a seat by yourself?
I went back on a different bus than
I
rode there.
I'm sure you did.
They called another bus. We don't care what it costs.
Per sources on the bus I took there, people were tripling up in seats to avoid the one I was in.
Nah, I'm sure they did. Again, not an elementary school kid. This is a 17-year-old.
So I had not... I could have sworn before you told us that you had used a sink or sink water to make in your pants in the bus and clean up only with toilet paper.
That sounds horrible.
And then go back and ride rides for several hours where you get sweaty. That is a disaster, Buzz. Buzz, that is a hazard. That's like a health hazard. That's like E. coli. People go and they get like handheld food after riding those rides.
It wasn't the most sanitary thing. I was trapped on an island. It couldn't have happened on the way home, or at least I'd be going home at that point. I was there for another 6 or 7 hours, whatever it was.
That's such a bus story, dude.
So the recent story I learned a couple weeks ago is I had this kid, Gabe, who's a current senior at Laura Marion High School, who was shadowing me for a senior project, actually.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. His physics teacher, rather, who I had, didn't remember my name when he told the story. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember him. Remember the whole thing.
I'm sure they do.
It's still told about in the halls of Lower Marion today.
Dude, I think it's you and Kobe.
Yeah.
It really is.
Two most memorable Lower Marion students and Kylie Kelsey, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Kobe and Poopy Pants Buzz. Big V, are you off
I made my impact. Now.
Yeah, Big V.
Yeah, I'm on.
There we go. Well, you were on speakerphone before.
Of course, because I've been holding for 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Wow. That's sad violin.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's right. All but right. Anyway...
On Alvarado.
Alvarado, look, he knew it, he deserved it, and yeah, it's a problem because we've got problems with relief pitchers. I mean, Ranger may have to get some additional pay to, come in and play relief pitcher for him this year, or they're going to have to make a serious acquisition. But at this point in time, we still got some more games where Topper can work it out. What I didn't like is Topper getting up there talking about, I'm sure he didn't know that it was. Cut it out. He's got trainers. He's got other people. He can simply come up to him and say, hey, is this going to be on the ban list? All right, so, I don't buy all that crap. Look, you cheated, you got caught. Suck it up.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to suck it up now by losing half his salary. So, yeah. For next question today, do you have a bone to pick with one of us? And the winner, by the way, with the best bone.
Yep.
Gets tickets to either Thomas Rhett July 11th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, Creed July 12th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, or The Offspring July 29th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Live Nation has $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows from May 21st while tickets last. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. All right. Do you have a bone to pick?
actually the only really bone I got to pick is waiting so long to get on the air.
Oh,
but,
well, that's a bone for babies.
That's a bone to pick. But here's the thing. I mean, Spike, look, I mean, there's some parts of you that, you know, I could really stab you in the neck with a fork. But, you know, the other thing is that you could put away your hate for Jalen Hurt to look at some actual facts of it. I love the fact that you are a Sixer diehard, you know, to a fault. Jack, sometimes I don't know who's been telling you this stuff, but you need to get better sources, brother.
What does that mean?
Well, let's look at the hypocrisy of you talking about, you know, the guy with performance enhancement.
12 minutes.
Yeah. And you know, the craziness of us bringing in another 30-plus NBA player. I mean, come on.
All great points, Big V. You nailed it that time. He hung on 2 hours and 12 minutes for that.
I don't know why he does.
Yeah, he does it, though.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Usually bury him.
It is debate days on WIP. Coming up next.
Just a bad caller.
Coming up next, we have our final non-sports debate of the day.
Ooh.
As well, there are going to be a lot of Sixers rumors from this point until the draft on June 25th. And they have started to bubble up about potential trades. And I also have another one I'm going to bring up because I believe the Sixers will be mentioned in trade rumors with this player.
Nice.
That is all coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me.
Oh my God, Buzz.
But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Not as good without Ike. It really isn't.
I'm so far down.
Thank you, TK, from joining in.
Six.
Jackson usually boxes me out.
Ah, that's what I do.
Yep.
I'm always trying to keep TK down.
Yep.
TK, do you agree with our assessment of Buzz not knowing when to exit conversations or rooms?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I was just saying to Buzz during the break, I find it weird how eager he is to talk about that story.
Oh, I can't wait.
He's
very proud of it.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, guess what I did?
And not something, not something you should be talking
in
about.
In the 11th grade.
Yeah. Pooping in my pants.
I do keep myself.
Didn't even clean it up all that good.
Yep. Like a modern-day Billy Madison.
I know.
Yes.
Back to school.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike back tomorrow.
Oh, thank God. Everyone is exhaled in their cars.
Yeah.
Whoosh. Oh, man. Whoosh.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Does listening to the audio version of a book count as reading the book? 55.5% say no.
Good.
So for the final non-sports debate of the day, it is debate days here at WIP all week long. Final non-sports one. We've been doing non-sports ones all day. If you are getting gas at a Wawa, is it okay to go into the Wawa and leave the pump in the car and continue to pump gas?
Yes.
You say yes.
Yeah.
Buzz?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Why?
Well, I say no as well.
Why? I don't get why.
Well, it's dangerous. And it's inconsiderate.
So I don't care about inconsiderate.
That's where you and everyone else differs.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's much more efficient. If I have to go in and get something, I will leave it in there and then go in and get
Well, it's more efficient for you.
Correct.
But for somebody who maybe wants to go and get gas at that pump, it is less efficient for that person.
There's other pumps.
But
what if there aren't
be?
Other pumps?
Yeah, what if it's busy?
There may or may not. That could happen.
And it is dangerous.
If you showed up and had to wait longer for a pump and saw someone come out of Wawa and then get into their car and held you up, how would you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't care. First off, what's so dangerous about it?
Well, let's say, all right, so they have the little things that click off automatically.
Okay.
Let's say for some reason it doesn't click off automatically and the gas just starts pouring all over the place.
Okay.
It's gasoline. Could, you know...
Last time. When was the last time that happened?
Could happen.
It's not the 90s.
Could happen. It says right on the pump, do not leave the pump unattended.
Is gas different now than in the 90s?
Yeah.
It's not technology.
Yeah, I think technology's gotten better.
Is it less flammable now?
Yeah, well, you don't know that. Well, why would you bring it up if it's so dangerous?
What's that?
Why would you bring up the argument if it's so dangerous?
Because I see it all the time. Because so the Wawa's near me now. There was only one Wawa near me.
They pump the gas for you.
In New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're fine.
Yeah, that's a good point. Which one was that? Oh, no. I was at one in Delaware because I was down in Rehoboth on Saturday and I saw it in Delaware. Some guy, I'm waiting because you can only put gas in on one side of the car. I'm waiting. There's nobody at the car and the guy comes out of the Wawa there. It's just like, I don't know. Seems inconsiderate. Seems like people do it all the time. Inconsiderate and also dangerous.
How much longer is it to just pull into a spot?
Yeah. Get
10
the gas,
seconds?
Pull into a spot.
Yeah, but it's easier to get it all done in one fell swoop. And that's what I'm in the business of. Now, I'm an EV boy now, so I don't have to worry about this.
Oh, right. You just have to wait for 20 minutes somewhere.
Would you leave your car in the charger and then go in?
Well, so that's not really how it works. I mean, it's not like, I haven't done that yet. I leave it charged here. I don't know the politics for the correct way to charge versus not charge. I'm still new to the game. It's like blackjack. I play blackjack for me. You know, I don't know how to play for the table.
You can't do that. I've done that. You can't do it.
Well, listen, I slowly but surely figuring out how to be a more considerate human being.
Because one thing I like to do with blackjack is if I got tens and the dealer's showing a six, I like splitting the tens. Well, let me tell you something. The people at the table don't like when you split the tens.
No, I know.
Yeah.
The last time I played blackjack, I just remember I got a lot of groans from everyone around me.
Yeah, because you screw them by hitting at the wrong time.
Which fueled me to be worse.
Oh, no.
Did
they just get up and leave? I've had people just get up and leave when I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I liked it. I liked how offended they got.
Millennial. Inconsiderate.
I think it's funny.
You like seeing people roll their eyes at you when you come out of Wawa and people are like, this...
Yeah, but then if they do it to me, then it's an issue.
Then it's an issue.
Yeah. It's like the people that, again, it's the people that go down the right lane when you're merging and won't wait in traffic like everyone else.
Wait, do you know who does that?
Yeah, Elliot.
Elliot. It was one of the first arguments I ever had with Elliot on the air before Elliot even worked here. It was when I was on the air with Josh. On a merge, what Elliot does is drives, when everybody's supposed to be merging, drives all the way up to the front, like won't merge until the end. Drives me crazy.
Hate those people.
Yeah. And there are some people tell me, that's what a zipper merge. That's what you're supposed to do. It's like, no, that's not what he's doing.
You're being a me guy.
Yeah. And Elliot is a me guy.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, I stay in the middle and block them from getting around only when Ike's around. So that if it turns...
Has anyone ever actually tried to fight you and Ike needed to come out and be backup?
No. Thankfully not. The closest thing we ever got was in Houston. But it wasn't his fault. The guys were being jerks.
Okay.
But Ike did that thing where he takes his phone out and is trying to take photos and like videos game one of the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
And these people behind him were not happy.
Oh, because what does he do with all those photos and videos?
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He loves those photos and videos.
I think he uploads them to his Facebook page.
Oh, does he?
No, I don't. But that's what the older generation
sounds
does.
Like a millennial move.
No, it's a boomer
move. I guess a Facebook has become boomer.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no young people on Facebook.
215. Well, everybody's on Facebook. You have a Facebook page.
I have a Facebook. I don't post.
Right.
It transitioned at some point.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Allentown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, guys. I just want to say, first off, I think that top five at five was one of the most bizarrely entertaining segments I've ever heard you guys do.
That's a good way to describe the top five at five.
Yeah,
most days.
And what's the word I'm looking for? Don't make Buzz do more of what he does. You know, this will encourage him. Don't encourage Buzz.
You know, as a former radio guy, you know, to hear your discussion about tone, I think you guys all have your unique tones. And I think if you could do a blind tone test, I bet you could pick out the tone that everybody has.
Yeah, for sure. The thing that we were talking about is, I without telling Buzz to play something, I try to do something with my voice that indicates to him that it's what I want. So he's learning it slowly but surely.
The old no look pass.
Yes, that is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to an audio no look pass for sure.
Well, you know, Buzz needs to get with it because you guys are the no offense to him, but you guys are the stars of the show.
Not long.
The show is the name of the Buzz Show.
Well, that's what I've tried to explain to him. Yeah,
he doesn't seem to get that.
Yeah, all he wants to do is tweet about his Sunday morning weekend show.
Yep, in the middle of our show.
Yep, he always does that.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Listen, I wanted to ask you guys about the, Carl Anthony Towns getting into like the finals here, East Conference Finals before Embiid.
Ugh.
What does he have that Embiid doesn't have?
A great team, infrastructure, players.
Yeah, I mean, Embiid is way better than Carl Towns. Now Carl Towns not hurt nearly as much.
Are you calling
Embiid.
Him Carl Towns on purpose?
What? Is Carl it, Anthony Towns?
Yeah.
All right. You know, he was lucky enough to play with Anthony Edwards last year, which got him into the Western Conference Finals, and then Jalen Brunson this year, which got him into the Eastern Conference Finals. So I think one of the advantages for Carl Anthony Towns, and this isn't, look, Embiid is way better than Carl Anthony Towns. So Embiid should be the guy that does it. But the difference here is that Carl Anthony Towns is the second best player on both of these teams. You could argue he's the third best player on the Timberwolves. So there is less for him to do. When he disappears, it's like it's less of an issue. Now, that said, no one's talking about Carl Anthony Towns as one of the five best players in the league, and they do talk about Joel Embiid as one of the five best players in the league. So the thing is Joel Embiid should be the reason that they're in the conference finals, and I shouldn't be complaining that somebody didn't drag him there. But the truth is that Carl Anthony Towns was drugged to the conference finals by two great players, whereas Embiid has not had that. But again, Joel Embiid should be the reason that they're in there.
Yeah. So going forward, I hope that what they don't do is trade away the pick, the third pick, for somebody else on the out there. They just need to get into the draft and get the best player available is what they need to do.
Yeah, well, thank you for the call, Jeff. We will actually talk about that in a second, right after I talk to you about Guida.
Oh, man.
Because I don't think they're going to do that with that third pick. But I'll talk to you about Guida. They're not going to waste your draft pick. They're not going to waste your time. They're not going to waste your money. They're going to help you get from point A to point B. Point A being old drafty windows, old drafty doors, high energy bills, lower home value. Point B, new energy efficient windows, new energy efficient front insulated front door, higher home value, lower energy bills. How do you do it? How's Guida going to do it? By replacing those windows, replacing those doors, and make it easier for you to do so by giving you 20% off everything. So every door you could possibly buy, every energy efficient window you could possibly buy, 20% off, 20% off, 20% off. Deals everywhere, Jack.
Nice.
Deals everywhere. And these are big projects, right, generally, but they'll let you start that project with no money down and no interest for up to 3 years. Interest-free financing for up to 36 months. So this project that you've been thinking about forever, maybe you put it off for one reason or another, don't put it off any longer. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA. They will tell you about the restrictions. They will tell you about it being a limited time, when your deadline is, and they'll also schedule your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Okay, on to the Sixers.
Yes.
Couple of things.
Finally.
First, Jonathan Givony, who is a draft guy for Draft Express and ESPN.
Had Bronny as a top 10 player last year.
He did have Bronny as a top 10 player. But, you know, generally well-informed, just easily bought off. He wrote in his column, his mock draft, mm-hmm. that the rest of the league expects the Sixers to use the number 3 pick along with Paul George's salary, to obtain a star-level player. And he mentioned Kevin Durant and mentioned, on Utah?
Lauri Markkanen.
Lauri Markkanen. So I do expect the Sixers to trade that pick.
Okay.
And I am now actually on board with trading that pick. I think you cannot do, it's very difficult to do both things at once. Build for the future and play for the now. And the truth is that whoever they take at 3 is not going to help them win a championship in the next year or two. He's just not. Especially, even if you like Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey's not ready to help. It could happen. Very unlikely that it'll happen. So what they will try to do, I think, is get one of those star-level players, hopefully not super old like Kevin Durant, and build that way. And maybe they get another lower first round pick in exchange for that. And I just think I'm on board with it. I know the desire is to get off of Embiid and get off of Paul George. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for me, here's what I just keep thinking, and this is where the Giannis thing comes into play, is that let's say you get neutral value for Joel Embiid. Let's say you just get expirings, no draft picks, whatever. Somebody takes him off your hands. And let's say somebody takes Paul George off your hands. If I told you you were going to try to win a championship in the next 5 years with Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and the number 3 pick in this year's draft, like, what are the odds that that is happening? Like, you would need the number 3 player to be a legit superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody you're taking at 3 has a very good chance of being a legit superstar.
Sure.
So truthfully, what I would tell you is, if what you really want to do is rebuild, you would trade Maxey too. And just really rebuild, get a bunch of first round picks, and start from the bottom. But
I think I'm more interested. Like, I'm ready to, I want to start over. And I think you're still trying to maximize a championship window.
Yes.
Which is fine. I think that's a fair way to look at it. I'm ready for fresh blood all over the place.
So I think, but are you ready for 19 wins?
Yeah, like, whatever.
You trade Maxey too.
I
he would have to be the Drew Holiday.
Sure.
You know, he would have to be the player that, because he's the only thing they have currently
that would get a lot of value.
Gets a lot of value back.
Well, theoretically, they could put McCain out there, but
I think he gets less value probably than Maxey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like,
and if you want to rebuild, McCain is at least on a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So, like, I would almost rather get the books completely done, get a bunch of draft picks, and restart. Whereas you're still trying to maximize this championship window, which, again, is fine.
Because I'm sort of in the, I understand how unlikely it is, but I'm sort of in the thing where we've come this far. I can restart whenever I want. Like, I could restart next year, and it's fine. I'll probably get the same thing for Maxey next year that I get for this year. Like, the trade that no one is mentioning, and it's going to be more painful than anyone wants to admit in terms of what they have to trade, is Giannis. And I cannot imagine a world where Giannis is available for trade and Daryl Morey doesn't try to get Giannis. Mm-hmm. I think he will try to get Giannis. And they could be beat by OKC in terms of a trade package. They could probably get beat by Houston, and they could probably get beat by San Antonio, maybe. But every other team, and this is what you would have to do, you would have to put Maxey on the table. You would have to put the number three pick on the table. You would have to put the Clippers pick on the table. You probably have to put another Sixers pick on the table. And you would look and you would say, we have Giannis, and maybe you do something with Paul George. But we have Giannis, we have Joel Embiid, we have Jared McCain, we have a bunch of role players, and we're going to give this one more go. And if it doesn't work, maybe you trade Giannis in a year, whatever. I think they're going to try to do it, and I'm almost at the point where I would say, go for it.
It's an exciting proposition.
Yeah,
the idea of getting Giannis here. There's something about Giannis recently that's just been off. I mean, he's lost in the first round, what, 3 of the last 4 years?
He has.
And I know
he's only gotten past the first round once, I believe, since they won the championship.
And I know, like, in that, but I think there was a different player when they won that championship. I mean, he scored 50 in a closeout game. Like, I thought he was a killer. And I think he's just kind of been coasting the last couple of years.
I think he was third in MVP vote, or will be third in MVP voting this
year. That's fine. He should be.
He averaged like 32 and 13.
He should be. He should be doing all that stuff. He's a unicorn. And he should not be going home in the first round.
That one run really saved him from the loser label.
Yeah.
Like, is what
if he didn't have that title, how would we be viewing Giannis after the last couple of years?
But he does.
He does.
But he does have that title.
I know. Enticing. I got you. There's something about Giannis recently.
Hmm.
And the quotes after they lose are so annoying.
Like, well, that's a good point.
How would he handle losing in Philadelphia? I mean, I don't think
it's different than Milwaukee.
Well.
Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God. If he can't handle Milwaukee.
Well, I think he can handle Milwaukee. I just don't think he wants to be there anymore.
Yeah.
The text line. I think we will hear Giannis rumors about the Sixers.
Well, and by the way, the way people talk about Morey is starting to remind me a lot of how they talked about Dombrowski heading into last offseason, where it's like, you know, he wants to go get a star. They won't run it back. He won't just sit at the third pick. And then he sat there. Like, I know his track record. I know what it is. But, like, it's just, there's so much of league executives expect. Well, league executives expected the Phillies to make all these moves this offseason, and they did not do that.
Well, by the way, I would also not be shocked if he traded Embiid. At all. I wouldn't be shocked if the deal was there. I don't think he's giving up stuff to get off of Embiid, but I think he would trade him. I think he would trade him if the right trade was there.
Lakers?
I don't think there's any, no. But I don't think that there's any chance. There's a chance. I think there's a very low possibility they take the pick at 3. They just draft a player at 3 and say, all right, we have VJ Edgecombe now. Like, I just don't think.
Yeah, trade down is probably the most likely scenario.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike and Jack hosting? We're not calling in today. Every member of the delegation.
Oh, that is a fair point.
I don't like it.
Did Corey skip us today?
Yeah.
Corey's banned.
But he did text me.
Did he?
Yeah. Not about the show. He just asked me about Alvarado. It's like, well, hold on, buddy. You call the show every day. And you listen to the show every day.
Where's Yoshi? Where's OG?
Interesting.
All taking the day off?
Huh. Wow. Huh. There's no off days. There's no off days on this show.
We did get Ken. What's next?
Perfectly great.
Yeah.
Salutations, my work companion.
Jack trying to do Ike's intro during the opening of the afternoon show.
Can't do it. Can't do it and won't do it. I'm not gonna disrespect and not live up to the greatness that is Holla at Your Boy. When I do it, absolutely no. There's no effect.
Have you noticed Holla at Your Boy has been moving back slightly? Every time,
well, I always wonder,
like,
if he
forgets
just
to do it.
I know. That's what I think. He waits for me to talk. He thinks I'm going to talk. And I'm like, well, I don't want to talk too much before I let you, boy.
Yeah.
So
what's next?
That's what we work through.
Back a little more. Cut the wheel. Perfect.
The butler behind 16-year-old Spike's car when he parallel parks.
Yep. Did Daddy pay off the people to get your license?
Oh, yeah. I crashed into every car there, and they were like, A-plus, son. Did it in my Porsche.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
What's next?
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Spike Eskin is an idiot.
James Seltzer reading to his daughter tonight.
I could see that. He got a big anti-Dr. Seuss rant.
Yeah. You know, I thought Seltzer felt the opposite
so
way.
So did I.
Oh.
I thought he would count it as reading because he's obviously, but he must be so proud of getting his little eyes on the book and being able to get some ink under his fingers.
I had to shift course on that one.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought he was on your side.
Yep.
And he surprised me.
What's next?
What a coastal elite that James Seltzer is. Spike listening to a book in his car on the way home to his 83-inch television and 14 other new appliances.
Yep.
I love
Born on third base, Spike.
Dude, I love calling people coastal.
So what does that even mean? Like, if you're...
What do you mean?
Like, what is that a thing about people from the Northeast?
Well, people on the coasts. So...
I know, but there's always been the East Coast machine.
West Coast, too.
Well,
it's like rich people on the
coast. We think we're better than the people in the Midwest.
Yeah. Coastal elite.
Of course we are.
Wow. What's next?
My Jack would never call around to lobby for the tush push. He would have me do it for him. Jack's mom.
Oh, Buzz. A little late on that one.
Yeah,
Spacebar got stuck.
Oh, yeah. Just like your pants.
Poor craftsman that blames his tools.
Yep. When he dookied.
What do we have next? Pants TK?
Tom Kelly coming up.
With TK, what are you going to talk about today?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Destroy Jose Alvarado.
There you go.
All right. That's right. We're going to take him down.
He's a liar. All right. We will talk to you tomorrow. Ike will be back. We thank you so much for listening. Maybe you're on your way home.
Yep.
And maybe it's a date night.
Yeah, I'm a little Monday night date night.
You know, maybe you're gonna get an on-demand movie, have a couple of drinks.
Plus, the baseball game doesn't start till a little later.
Oh, so maybe
you got some time.
Squeak this in beforehand.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yep, you can have a Blue Chew on the ready. Have
on
one
the
in
ready.
Your, yeah, on the ready, you like that. Have it in your wallet.
Yep.
Maybe have one in the car. Maybe have one bedside table. And it's easy because it's a chewable form of the same active ingredients that are in Viagra, Cialis, and
Staxin.
And
Levitra.
Oh, look at you.
Come on, man.
Chewable form.
I know my these kind of things.
Yes.
I know my way around them.
Chewable form. And because everything is done at BlueChew.com, you can get rid of all that nasty stuff you don't like. The doctor's appointments. Don't like them. Don't want to do them. Don't want to make the appointment. Don't want to talk to the doctor.
The looks in line you get.
Get in line. Oh, at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Or even just waiting in the pharmacy in general. All out the door. Because done at BlueChew.com. And made and shipped here in the US of A, so it's kept cheaper.
And no tariffs.
Yep. Sent right to your mailbox in a discreet
and hard package.
There you go. Just go to BlueChew.com.
Do you think Ike's ready for these tomorrow?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think he missed them today?
Oh, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did. And your lady's going to miss you. You start using this stuff. Now we talk about affordable. Your first month on us. That's right. Free.
Yep.
We're going to make
people helping people.
Yep. Next five people who go to BlueChew.com and use code 94, Jack specifically is paying for your first month.
That's right.
Jack's got it. We're going to get your first month just so you can see the difference. You'll be happier. She'll be happier, we promise. Go to BlueChew.com, use code 94. You get your first month for free. You just pay for the shipping, like $5, and then you can be ready to
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.